What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Monday edition, the 16th of December, 2024, the Pearl Project Podcast. All the way from football to women's soccer. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Late in the 2024 Kansas year. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen on this unique K-State podcast here as we get ready for men's basketball here in Kansas City. Maybe Eddie Greer here for this podcast, all things K-State sports. Getting right on into it. Oh, by the way, make sure you do, if you're a first time listener to this podcast, definitely make sure you hit the alarm bell, like, subscribe. Do the things that you do, normally do on any other podcast, wherever you get your podcast there. We post content daily. I almost forgot to post an episode last night that I recorded last week. And feel free to go back and check out all the episodes from last week and from previous weeks of this podcast. And I got to go on here and say, apologize for my voice for the last couple of days. I know I recorded a couple episodes where was not feeling the best there as well. So thank you so much. Well, I apologize for that. And thank you as well. And thank you for listening all year long, especially you've been with us throughout majority or all of 2024 on the Pearl Project Podcast. Thank you so much as we close in on the end of another calendar year, Christmas around the corner. And then before you know it, we're going to have a Big 12 conference play and then a new year to follow after that, Lord willing. So again, thank you, K-State Nation, wherever you listen to this podcast, Manhattan, Kansas City, or anywhere else in between, or even out west where Alex Aiden's at. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, who usually does me co-hosting the bonus podcast over on the Podbean app. More on that on the end of this preview. All right, real quick, and I'm on the back end. As I said, I was not feeling too good last week. Of course, yes, Christmas season, head coach season, whatever you want to call it. So, all right. So, doing a little flip. We'll get to women's basketball. We'll get there. K-State women's basketball really took care of business in the second half after a very, very slow start, uncharacteristically slow start against Middle Tennessee over the weekend. We'll get to that on another episode. I'll record that probably later on before Monday Night Football. I'll get to that. But, yes, tomorrow night, right here, T-Mobile Center. I don't live too far away. That this could be one of those, let's get up and just go. Or I just stay back and, you know, avoid the chaos or the, what's I want to say? Chaos and the frustrations of this Mets basketball team, right? Jerome Tang, David Kassan, 6-3 K-State Mets basketball team tomorrow night taking on Drake Bulldogs at the T-Mobile Center, the Wildcat Classic for the second straight year. And then, of course, they have a tough stretch. And really, you might as well go back to St. John where they got absolutely destroyed against them. The last time they hit the court, you've had 10 days to get ready for this basketball game. I am going to put this in the category. You have no excuse to come out there in Kansas City in front of, this is obviously, when you think about the years, at least I've been around between Manhattan and Kansas City, and going to these games, whether it's the Sprint Center, which I sometimes still call it that, or T-Mobile Center, whatever you want to call it, the arena is in Kansas City. There's always been a pro KU crowd over there, particularly Iowa State and all that. And now when you get a standalone K-State game, we'll show out. K-State Nation shows out. They showed out last year. So, you know, we'll have to see. You know, they've been playing around fire this year with the what's going on with the roster, what's going on with this team. There's been dismissal of the team already for the second straight year. We talked about that last week. And it's a lot of chaos right now. We're not halfway in the season. We're not even to Big 12 conference play. We're already losing. We again lose a big man for the second straight year in a row, and there's not cohesiveness in the locker room. There's nobody's listening to the coach, none of that stuff. That's just baffling. And now, fast forward, you have a chance. Alex talked about this a little bit. The last time we talked over on the Podbean app, Greer3Ace Podcast, GRIR, the number 3ED apostrophe S podcast over there, that K-State, with the win tomorrow night, if they can knock off Drake, a NCAA team, tournament team, that has apparently played his ass off, you got a chance to try to turn your season around. Despite all the missed pieces, whatever you want to call it, of this team, you know, has this talented player, and nobody's not listening to the coach and all that other stuff like that. That's just crazy. And the fact of the matter is, oh, what do you see over there? But yeah, man, I mean, you have to look. This team is going to turn around its season, or at least try to anyways. There's no easy hurdles, if you will, for this basketball team. Drake, and then you got to turn around and travel to Wichita State's going to be hungry. And then you have Big 12 play against Cincinnati, which, again, this is not football. This is basketball. Cincinnati's pretty, I'll call them pretty good. Right? So, whatever the situation is, and you come out and lay an egg, it's Drake. Now, again, I haven't paid much to get Drake. All I've heard is, look, I'm not going to go into any stats. I do have Drake's schedule pulled up to my left over here in this computer. Now, I'm going to look over here and see what's up here in a second. I'm going to pull up their schedule to this point anyways. Yeah, so look. Oh, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Look, the last time, yeah, Drake was, damn, look at that. No, that's last year, my bad. I'm looking at last year. There we go. Drake's beating Miami already this year. Let's see. They beat Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's pretty competitive. NCAA tournament team, Verapaterio. I probably butchered that. So, I'm looking at some of their games on here. They beat Miami, Vanderbilt on here. So, and destroyed St. Ambrose. Now, obviously, I don't know nothing about St. Ambrose, but they put a 90 spot on them. So, again, can this team find rhythm? That is the big question. Can this team find a way to work together, play better basketball? You have talented pieces, individual pieces, but right now they're just not putting the puzzles together. You know, well, it's the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. K-State men's basketball tomorrow night, trying to ride a ship already, and you already have 3 lost non-con losses. Eddie Greer III, host of this K-State podcast. You already have 3 non-con losses. You could not have, and so you're already off to a bad start, bad leg there. You lose any of these 2 games here, yeah, K-State's already in behind the 8-ball as far as, you know, resume goes, if they're going to try to make a run to get to the NCAA tournament. Now, saying that, Big 12, as I have often said on the Pro Budget Podcast, every time, the best conference, despite some people saying SEC, whatever, still the toughest gauntlet, best basketball conference in the nation. I actually watched some basketball, college basketball this weekend, because there was not much football going on, obviously, with the wait, obviously, the postseason playoffs and bowl games here around the corner. So I said, how opportunity to finally sit and watch some college basketball. Of course, listening to women's basketball on K-State on the other side as well. I had a chance to finally sit down and watch some college basketball over the weekend. So, yeah, that felt nice a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, as far as K-State goes, they're gonna have to turn around the ship, because this ship could get even more deep in the deep waters, even though, you know what I mean, there as well. So this team, Jerome Tang, like I said, man, I'm really praying for the best, praying for the best for him right now, because look, he's gonna get turned up if they lose both these games. You have to at least at this point, win, try to split. If anything, you try to win tomorrow night. You know, I don't know the eye test. I can't sit here and say, oh damn, this Drake team's really good. I know people say their record is pretty damn good, but I got to see it for myself, and we'll see. We'll see. You're going to have the home court advantage. You should anyway. So, again, it's going to be one of those things where, you know, I'm on the fence going to T-Mobile Center, you know, see this basketball team play. And so, but we'll have postcast of this basketball game, as we usually do. Postcast after every game, whether it's football, women's basketball. You know the drill for this podcast, for those of you who've been with us this fall. But, yeah, this is going to be a real test right here, because they haven't passed it. St. John's was a fail. They're leading, playing that first half. They play the best first half all year to this point. And then you go into the second half and just self-destruct. Absolutely self-destruct. So, going to be an interesting eye test for sure to see what they're doing against Drake, because this is not going to be easy. Now, saying all that, the eye test, it's not going to be an easy game. K-State, you're going to have to play 40 minutes. This is bottom line. They played, what, only 20? And then they got destroyed in the second half by St. John and let a star player from St. John just take over the game. You can't do that. You just can't do it. They get embarrassed. Again, it's no excuse. You had 10 days to prepare, 10 days to get right. You come out there laying egg. The heat's gonna get even hotter, if you will. So we're just gonna have to see what happens against Drake at T-Mobile Center, Wildcat Classic tomorrow night. K-State, it feels like I'm saying that a lot between Falcons and the K-State men's basketball team. But anyways, it's a must-win game. You had to win at least one of these games, last non-con games, and then you gotta go. We'll talk Wichita State down the line, because that also is a big game, non-con game for K-State. If you want to turn something around, it's got to start tomorrow night. The season around, you got to start tomorrow night. And there's a lot of concerns around this men's basketball team. Yeah, there may be some, there's some small positives in there, like a Davis Kasson, Brandon Housen, been really good for the Cats since coming from Villanova in a transfer portal. Other than that, there's been some shaky stuff going on. McDaniel and the coaching staff, Ashore, the list goes on. You know our stance on that. So, K-State, tomorrow night, Wildcat Classic, taking on Drake. We'll see what the card waits for K-State. Yeah, 10 days, so we'll find out what that call is for this Wildcat men's basketball team. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever our podcast is found, free and available daily, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content. Yeah, man, I'm feeling much better now. Woo! Yes, I was not feeling great last week. So it's kind of nice to get back in the flow, rhythmly anyways, there as well. So some tip off after 7 Central Time at the T-Mobile Center. If you're a K-State fan here in KC going out, make sure you do, like I always do, support your team. They're going to need it. They're going to need it for sure. We'll see if we can come out of there with a win tomorrow night. Alex Aiden over there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of Purple Project Podcast. We'll be talking to y'all throughout the week. As usual, go Cats.